Today I will be talking, sharing, let's see how the Spirit of God will lead us on the qualities of a bride that will be chosen. The qualities of a chosen bride. Listen, it is not every bride, or let me put it this way, every potential bride that gets chosen. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. You know, the scriptures we've been reading from Revelation chapter 19 also gives us a better understanding. It says, let us rejoice and be glad. Words of a song we sing, we sang that song even today. It says, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. So let us rejoice. Let's read from Revelation 19 from verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife, the King James Version says his bride, has made herself ready. Please note the emphasis, the bride has made herself ready. It's not the groom that made the bride ready. It's the bride that has made herself ready. And because she's ready, she's made herself ready, the Bible says in verse 8 of Revelation chapter 19, verse 8, to her, and to her was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Now look at verse 9. Then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Listen, there is no wedding ceremony that happens without the bride being ready. If the day Mrs. God's will was going to be betrothed and, you know, the formal ceremony to Dr. God's will, if that day she was not ready, if she wasn't dressed up, if she wasn't clothed in a wedding gown or the attire she's meant to put on for the day, Dr. Lucky will have waited and waited and waited, and the ceremony won't take place. Listen, sadly in the life and the world we live in, things go wrong and anything can happen. I've been in a wedding before, and this is not some movie, true life. I was there because my younger brother was actually the ring bearer for that wedding, so I was there. I wasn't chosen to be on the bridal train. My face wasn't, how did you know, were you there? She said my face wasn't fine. I will see you after the service. No, I'll report it to my wife, don't worry. I wasn't chosen, but we had to go support my younger brother, and of course, the couple that were getting married were known to us. And then on that day, you know, wedding ceremony happens, and usually the order is that the groom is ready, stays in the church, and they bring the bridegroom in, and then, you know, the ceremony starts. But this particular wedding, the bride came in before the groom, but of course she can't enter, because the groom is meant to be inside waiting, and then, you know, the processional hymn, and then her father will walk her in and, you know, hand her over to be betrothed. Oh, Grandma, I just want to greet you from here. Please, somebody say, we love you, Grandma. We just love you. I'm telling you. Please celebrate, Grandma. I just feel we need to show her some love today to let her know She is loved. I'm hearing that clearly. Don't ever doubt that, Ma. We love you. Thank you. At least I know I love you. Yeah, at least I know from the depth of my heart. Thank you very much, Ma. So they brought the bride. So the bride had to wait. And then we were wondering, commotion, what happened, blah, 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 blah. And the bride started crying, of course, because now it was past the time for the wedding ceremony to have kicked off. And the groom didn't show up. Joyce, imagine that day. She didn't show up. Do you know what happened, people? I know you like gist. Okay. That day, the tailor who was making the wedding suit for the groom delayed. Didn't bring the suit on time. And when he brought the suit, the groom got angry. One, you delayed my suit, and then I don't know what went wrong. We were very young then, but I still remember. And the groom said in the local language, which is interpreted, "I am not doing it again." I like what he said because of suit. He said he's not getting married again. That is canceling the wedding. The place, church was packed. Everybody, my innocent young brother was still bearing the ring. Thank God for my late mother, who interceded and pleaded and begged the groom. I'm telling you the truth. Please, you can't do. When the bride heard, I think she just passed out or something. They had to go and revive. She was weeping. The guy lost it on his wedding day. Anyway, to God be the glory, he yielded to the appeal, and he came in, and the wedding took place. What am I saying? Anything can go wrong. But scripturally, we have a groom. His name is Jesus, who is not angry and who will not cancel the wedding. But you know what? He will only choose his bride if the bride is ready. You know the story, parable Jesus gave about the 10 virgins, 5 wise, 5 foolish? Anything can happen on the wedding day. 5 of those on that bridal train. You know, I used to think, we'll go in depth in the Bible study. I used to think that those 10 virgins were actually 10 brides who would. So I was asking question one day, how can one man marry 10? You know, that doesn't sound right. And I found out that those virgins were actually the bride's maids who would even accompany the bride into the wedding. And 5 of them were wise, they carried extra oil. 5 were foolish, they didn't carry extra oil. And something went wrong on that wedding day also. But thank God, at least we didn't hear in that parable that the bride didn't go in. What I'm just saying is that anything can go wrong if we are not ready. There was a feast also that Jesus was talking about. He gave a parable. And it was a wedding feast. And everybody was invited. Everybody came in. And one man was not putting on the right wedding dress, wedding garment, appropriate for the day. And he said they should cast him out. Listen, many are called, but few are chosen. And I believe the Lord began to show me the qualities of a bride. And by bride now, that is you and I, that will be chosen. Who will actually be chosen? So, number one, and let me just say this, Proverbs chapter 21, verse 19. I'm not sure if I send that to the media team, but if they can display it. No man, And I'm talking now naturally. No man wants to marry an angry and a contentious woman. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 19. I don't know if it's been displayed yet. Please, if you can find it quickly. There's something that the Bible says here, which I just want to use as an intro, and then we'll start looking at these qualities wherever we get to. In a few minutes, we'll stop. If the Lord permits, we'll go back next week. Verse 9 says, it is better. Proverbs 21, verse 9, not 19. Sorry. Proverbs 21 and verse 9. It wasn't 19. Let's see. Is there anything there? It says, better to dwell in the wilderness. Okay, 9 and 19 actually says almost the same thing. So let's go to 9 first. Twice. It says, better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. Verse 19, better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. I don't know how many men in the house, you know, I'm just talking like I said, naturally. How many of us men who are here, in all sincerity, when you are praying or you are praying, you are still praying for a future wife, you are praying that God, give me a wife that is always angry. And it's always contentious. When I say H, we say B, Z, B to Z. If it's any man like that, I will probably need your grace. And please don't say anything. Any man also, if you have a wife who is always angry and contentious, the Bible says it is better to dwell in the wilderness. Do you know what happens in the wilderness? There are wild animals. There are lions, jackal, chimpanzee. It's better to dwell with those ones than with a woman who is angry and contentious. And I'm praying right now, and I'm not being funny. If you are that woman or like that woman, please pray. May I never be an angry and contentious woman. No man likes it. That's humanly speaking, talk less of the Lord. So, number one quality of the bride that will be chosen, qualities of his chosen bride, must be a prudent wife. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 14, must be prudent. What does that mean? Look at this wonderful scripture. Many years ago, I was praying and asking God, you know, for a wife. I didn't know who my wife would be, and I asked the Lord to start speaking to me about the sort of wife he wants me to marry. And mind you, men, before you start getting too excited, you don't deserve a virtuous woman if you are not a man of virtue yourself. You don't. You know, somebody sent me something, was a joke. Well, it wasn't a joke, real. I don't know if it's real or true. But it was a conversation between a man and a woman, and I think they were planning to marry. And the man said, I'm not married. I can't marry you again. And the lady was sent a voice note and was begging, please. Why? After all these years, we've been together, this, that. And the man kept saying that, no, I can't marry you. You smoke weed. I can't marry you because if I marry you, you smoke weed. So when we have children, you start breastfeeding with weed, and the child too will start manifesting weedingly. And the lady replied, so all these years, why are you not the one buying the weed for me? Don't we smoke the weed together? And the man replied again, yes, I know. I was just doing that with you, but let me tell you, no man wants a woman who smokes weed. Can you imagine how stupid, I'm using the word stupid, not sparingly, some men are. You want a good wife, but you're a bad man. The Lord rebuke you. All the women said amen. The Lord rebukes you. The Lord is correcting you. Stop that nonsense. If you are not good, don't pray for a good wife. All right? So God was speaking to me, Proverbs chapter 19, and from verse, what verse is that, 14? He says there, houses and riches are the inheritance from the fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. What is a prudent wife? One version says a wise, listen, understanding, and a sensible wife is a gift from God. Listen, we are talking now, when I say bride, please, both male and female, because we are now the bride of Christ. So don't start thinking in your head, men, that, oh, you wish so-and-so was here, sister so-and-so was here. Oh, yeah, I will send this message to. It's you I'm talking about, not no sister. Are you sensible? Are you understanding? Are you wise? Listen. And the Lord was making me understand what a prudent person is. And a prudent person is defined in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 3. It says that a prudent man foresees evil, is far-sighted. That's the way the Amplified Version puts it. What does that mean? You can see ahead. I tell some people, you know, like when we're teaching on how different ways God speaks to us, perception. I use the analogy of that door. If you go out through that door, I perceive you will either end up on the corridor, end up in the lift, and then you go down. That is what prudence is. You can perceive where this is going. There are some red flags that usually we ignore. And, you know, let me tell us something about this. An angry and a contentious person, according to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 19. It's easy to know. You know, many years ago, I can use the word daughter. I don't use that word often, but I can call this person a daughter. Not biological, but, you know, person has submitted themselves, given my wife and I the honor of pastoring them. So she brought this young man that she wanted to marry the young man. And I said, okay, usually what I tell our young daughters, young ladies, please, if a man is not ready to be under any form of authority, that's a red flag. A man who is accountable to nobody. You meet a man, you're a Christian, you're committed, and the man is telling you, I'm only accountable to God, nobody else. All these stupid pastors. He's telling you already. And I'm not making a case for, because I know they are actually stupid pastors, okay? But this one is not stupid, in case you don't know. This one is very prudent. You see a man who is not ready to be under any human authority. It's a red flag. Or a woman. Now it's only God I'm accountable to. Okay, really? Do you know when you marry? I was telling someone recently. I said, look, you marry. Do you realize that when you marry somebody, and even if God told you this is the person to marry, God won't come and live with you in the marriage. You are the two who will make it work. If you follow godly principles. Anyway, she brought this young man. And I said, tell the young man to call me. Just like when you brought Pastor Samuel Chinemerem. Remember, it's a lovely, lovely, you know, I can call, for example, I can call Ify, our daughter. And thank God for grandma here. Because when grandma calls me, say she'll be asking me, you know, that her daughter is our daughter. And she's been a daughter indeed. Please celebrate this woman. She's a woman of God. Tell the young man to call me and just chat. Who's monitoring anybody's life? It's just to spare you trouble ahead. So the young man calls me and I ask him a simple question. So please start taking notes, those of us who are not married, in case you want to marry somebody and their pastor tells you to call them. I'm not giving you something to pretend about. I'm just telling you. So I asked him a simple question. I said, why do you want to marry my daughter? I said, we're not getting any younger. She's not getting any younger. I'm not getting any younger. By this time, she was already like 30 years old. So, yeah, you know, we just feel it's right. Let's get married. I say, okay. I say, you're not getting any younger. So this is the only reason you want to marry my daughter. Because you're not getting any younger. That was a red flag. So we kept chatting back and forth and all that. So I called this our daughter. I said, okay, just watch him. And don't pretend. Don't try and cover anything. I know love covers a multitude of sins. But please, marriage is an eye-opener. Anything he's displaying now, just know it's the tip of the iceberg. Thank God these two, they submitted themselves to counseling. And, you know, I told you we're still here for you on the journey. And your marriage will work. Yes, your marriage will work. Let's play according to the rules, okay? You know? So just watch him. Don't give any excuse for his character. Just watch. She said they will be going, and once he's angry, he gets out of the car and will just slam the door. Bah! And then he will walk away. And then I'll be walking behind him. Please, leave me alone. And then he will walk through a door, and I'm walking. He will slam the door to my face. So I said, you love him? He said, yes, I love him. Oh, that's good. That's good. That's a good love. And then another time, something happened. Any little thing, it just flares up. Do you know what the Bible says? Don't go with a furious and an angry man. A furious and an angry man, you shall not go. Follow. So I was praying and I was saying, God, please speak to this young lady. In those days, I used to be very diplomatic. I'm no longer diplomatic. The fallout pre-flood of Noah, COVID, is not the same fallout now. I would tell you to your face, if you go this direction, this is what will happen. If you like, listen. If you like, don't listen. I don't want anybody's blood on my head. So we're praying. God, I pray you show this young lady this. And then she will ring me again. Oh, this happened, that happened, that happened. So I just said, you better go and pray. Nowadays, I don't tell people to pray anymore. I will tell them, this is what will happen if you follow him. If you are ready for it. Yeah, love covers a multitude of sins. I'm not sure love will cover a multitude of slaps. I'm not sure. I am not. Please, if you are in a violent relationship, please, red flag. Even if you're married, red flag. Everybody's quiet now. So one day she now came and said, oh, she had a dream, blah, 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 blah. And the dream was like a warning sign. But she didn't discern. Love was too much. She was in love. In love. So one day I lost my peace. So I had to tell her that I think you need to check this, your so-called falling in love. Say, I too have been feeling that way. Okay. Anyway, to God be the glory. She had to jump out of the relationship. Now, that is prudence. You foresee evil and you hide yourself. First quality of a bride that will be chosen, you must be prudent. Please be sensible. Use your common sense. Oh, I love him. He's slamming the door, slamming at your face. One day we'll slam your head. It's not funny. But you can laugh. Who's that laughing? Okay. Number two. I think I will stop at number three today. You must be ready to be a help meet. What that word means is you must be suitable for the groom. Like we said, not all brides will be chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. What does it mean to be a help meet? Like we said, you're a man and you're praying for a good wife. You are not a help meet. If you're a bad man, That's not a helpmate. That's a, what's the opposite of helpmeet? That's someone who's going to pull you down. You know, there's this old age divine wisdom. And people don't like it. I never liked it when I wasn't married. I didn't like it in my early days growing as a Christian. When people would say, you know, I'm a Christian and there's nothing wrong with whoever I marry. I will convert them and they will become Christ-like. Excuse me, you are not a converter. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts. And it's if a man is convicted or a woman is convicted and she's ready to submit themselves that they get converted. There's conviction that, yeah, I'm a sinner. Oh, I need to repent of my sins. But then, you know, you can be convicted and still not be converted because you are not doing what you heard. You're only sorry, but you are not repentant. You are not having a change of mind. Your mind is not being renewed by the Word of God. You're not ready to do what the Word of God says. You're not ready to practice the dictates of the Spirit of God according to the Word of God. That's not a help suitable. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So there are many people who are not led by the Spirit. So that means they are not sons. They are not suitable. So you must be suitable. Are you suited? Listen, look at that Revelation chapter 19. It defines the kind of garment that the bride that is ready will be clothed with. Look at it. And listen, people, we don't do any program, as far as I know, as far as this local assembly is concerned, we don't do any event if it's not led by the Spirit, and if we don't really know what we want to achieve. You know, I've had in the past to warn some couples, when we are doing couple events, please come for your own sake. For the sake of your home, for the sake of your marriage, come. Come. Put away every other thing. Plan to come. Be there. It's a young man many years ago. So why didn't you come for the couples event we held? I said, Pastor, my wife and I, we are not fighting. I said, so it's those of us who are fighting who came for the event. Today they are divorced. So sad. I have to pastor people and things like that start happening. Breaks my heart. Submit yourself, because that's number three. You must be a submissive wife or bride. Are you submissive? Are you ready to? Because look, it's not easy. Listen, it's not easy. You've lived all your life. Go out when you want. Do what you like. When you like. As you like. And then you now marry somebody and they're telling you can't go out and play football. What kind of marriage, what kind of thing is that? You've been playing football since before you married them. You now marry, they say you can't go out. You must spend time with me. Or they're telling you, no, you know, you can't hang out with those your girlfriends anyhow. No, I must go out for ladies' night. Look, if you want to be doing ladies' night, it's better you don't marry. No, because we have to learn that submission. Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm closing. Wives, submit to your own husband. A bride that will be chosen, number one, is a prudent bride. Number two is what? You're not, where are you? Help meet must be suitable. If you know the kind of man you're marrying, then please, or your kind of wife you're marrying, then please make yourself suitable. For example, I knew before I married my wife, there was a call of God on my life, and I know the kind of wife that will suit me. Number one, I don't like a woman who talks too much. Please, personal now, please. Some of us have the gift of talking. You know, sorry, Noah, I know you're watching. Like Noah, he talks, he's been talking since 9 months, 1 year, we engage you full conversation. Like our deaconess, Adeze, you know, it's a gift. But today, that gift of talking is making room for him. So please, I'm not despising that. I'm just saying, okay, let me qualify. Woman is always gossiping, just talking. So if you, what did you eat? What did Samuel say yesterday? That was Samuel. I've been watching him. You know, when he's playing the drum, he will just be doing like this, doing like this. What did you give him last night? They're just trying to find out information. I said, God, you give me, I marry a woman, I will die. A woman who is a gossip, no. A contentious woman, no. Angry woman, no. That won't be suited to me. Please, I'm reading your lips. What's your question? What if you don't know what you need? Okay, that's a good question. If you don't know what you need, then ask. God knows you. And let me tell us, we know ourselves. Come on. Don't you know your own strength and your own weaknesses? Unless you want to be pretending. My wife and I were still discussing. I said, look, I know, you know that I know that you know that I know. I'm a pastor. You know my weaknesses. You know what the devil can use to make me fall. And I said, look, that's why you're in my life. Oh. You cover me there, and I cover you there. Cover me, I cover you. God, you can finish the rest. I told the two of you, remember? You marry, marriage exposes your nakedness. But don't expose your husband's nakedness in public. And don't expose your wife's nakedness. Don't be going,
can you imagine? Can you imagine? I thought he was very spiritual. Doesn't know anything. I told him, let's pray. He was saying, Father, Lord. Father, yes, we thank thee, Lord.
If he doesn't know how to pray, that's why you can pray. Cover him. If she doesn't know how to cook, that's why you can cook. Cover her and cook the food and tell everybody we cooked it. It's our cooking. Don't go outside and say, no, she can't even cook, my wife. Now I cook. And then you go about talking about your wife. Your marriage is dead on arrival. So many things. Please, play by the rules and you'll see your marriage will work. What's the point? I'm coming here and I'm telling you everything my wife is doing or not doing, and my wife too will pick microphone and be telling you. That's nonsense. Love covers a multitude of sins. The only thing, please, caveat, if it's a violent, abusive, please, don't cover that. Because the law doesn't cover it. And by the grace of God, we're not going to have domestic violence and be cases of mental health breakdown because of domestic abuse and things like that. God forbid. Okay, so that's the third one. And I close. A prudent bride, one who's ready to be helped, that is suitable. My wife is just, for example, suited to me. She doesn't talk. And even with that, people complain, Pastor, you talk to us. Your wife doesn't talk to us. I said, shut up. Leave my wife alone. She's my wife, not our wife. To talk to you about what? Come on, be gossiping. If you want prayer, my wife will pray with you. She loves praying. She loves praying. Loves praying. So that's the only thing my wife is allowed to do, pray. Not talk. talking, gossiping all over the place. No, come on. We are bigger than that. Amen. So if you know where you're going, you start preparing yourself for where you're going. You want to be great? Jesus said, then be ready to serve. So you start preparing for service, and that's greatness. So the whole idea is just make yourself suitable. And the final one is what? A submissive. What it just means is that, you know what? I'm ready to submit myself to my head. The Bible says the husband is the head of the wife. You know, part of the things, Dr. Lockie and Joyce will bear witness. I told them, no matter the vision or the strength or anointing or whatever your husband as the head has, do you know he can't carry himself to the city center without you carrying him there? Have you seen a head, a body? Joshua, come here. Come. Let me demonstrate with Joshua. So this is Joshua's head, which represents the husband. Just it's a metaphor. And this is the wife from here, downwards. So, head. See the way the head is yawning. And you're stretching too, mate. Okay, this is a good one. Unscripted. Now, when the head is yawning and it's making the body feel embarrassed, what does the body do? Use your hand, mate. So the wife, when you see your husband is about, he's yawning, probably, why are you embarrassing us? Just cover him. The hand is in the body. Cover your husband. No. We're not finished, sir. So this head is so anointed and it wants to go to the city center. And it's telling the body, we are going to the city center. And the body's saying, go. Go, let me see. In this house, go. The only way this head can go to that city center is if this body carries. And that's what you do as a wife to your head. Head is not, I am your head! Who born you? Don't you know I'm the head in this house? No. She said, no. And your dad is the head in your own house, in my own house. It takes the head submitting to the body and the body submitting to the head for movement, progress, and marriage to work. Let's close there today. Please, can somebody just give a cue that the children, they should bring the children back quickly. Let's talk to the Lord. Are you the bride that will be chosen? Do you have this quality? Franklin, just pray something and we'll just pray. Whoever is closing the service, just lead us to pray. Just play something softly. Let's talk to the Lord. The bride has made herself. Listen, made herself to become a prudent wife, made herself to be a suitable wife, made herself to be a wife that will submit to her head by bride, male or female. Help us, Lord. Just pray.